hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And you are the person we wait for, we long for, we pray for, and we're super excited about this particular episode because we're going to describe our life today. That's the title of the show. Describe your life today. How if you were in an elevator, okay, and you were just going up a couple floors with somebody in an elevator, so that takes less than a minute, maybe close to a minute, and they said, how are you doing today? How's your life going? How would you answer? Would you say that you're blessed? Would you say that, you know, everything's going your way, you're enjoying life, you're living your best life, you know, you're so excited to have your relationship with God? What would you say? How would you describe your life today? Or maybe you would say, you're depressed, you're bummed out, you're missing out on so many things, you have a lot of regrets, maybe some shame, some embarrassment, you know, or you're living, you know, in sin or something of that nature. Describe your life today. Okay, here's how it's going to work today. You need to call in right now. You can't get started with your weekend yet. I need your take on this. You can call or text to this number, 1-833-288-3986. That's the number. A great way to remember it is 1-833-288-EWTN. Okay, so you can call or text to that exact number, and I want you to share. You can keep names private, keep anything private. I don't want you to, you know, blast it to the world how you're doing if you're not doing so well, but you can talk about it in a way we can maintain your privacy and respect the details, but we can help others through this today. So describe your life today, not what it was like in the past, not what you're hoping for in the future, how it is today. Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So describe your life today for us to learn and grow. We can have some great conversations. Maybe we can put in some, weave in some life skills, whatever works for you, but I do need your participation. So phone lines are now open. Start calling. If you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road. Be one of the first calls to come in and lead the discussion at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, like we always do on the show, when Jerry's on with us, he's still on a silent retreat for the month of July. He'll be back with us in August. We're super excited to hear all the details of the silent retreat. But we always, when Jerry and I are on, we share from our own personal experience and what's going on in our life, because we feel it's only fair to we want to invite you to contribute to the episode. But we're not asking you to do something that we're unwilling to do. So we should answer honestly and be very transparent and full disclosure. So here you go. Describe your life today. If I was in an elevator and somebody said, like, how's your life going? I would actually say blessed, because I'm still standing. I'm still vertical. I've been through a lot of health issues since 2018. I had a first round of cancer in 1994, but in 2018, it got worse with so many things. And I just feel very blessed to still be standing. And I'm excited that I get to talk about the Lord with the Take Two family, because you guys are awesome. And I love you so very much. And your prayers have sustained me. Absolutely. I could feel your prayers. So I do feel blessed. I would answer that way, that I feel it's blessed. Now, if you were going to ask me, what do I think about when I review my past? You know, the past is kind of depressing, I'll be honest with you. How about going forward in the future? I'm excited, because with God, all things are possible. You know, if you're watching on any of the social media streams, and by the way, I'm waving to you guys. Hi, guys. You'll see real big and bold behind me is a metal spiritual art on the back of the wall of my office. And it says, what does it say? Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. Doesn't say when he's in a good mood or maybe, or some things are possible. You know, it doesn't say that. It says with God, all things are possible. So I believe that. And that's kind of my motto that I kind of put out there any which way I can. I have that particular scripture verse several places in my home just to remind me, because that's what these beautiful spiritual art can do for us. It gets us kind of focused, right? So I want to hear from you. I disclosed how my life is going today. How is your life? How would you describe your life today? Do you need some prayers? Do you want to talk about things? Do you want to praise God for things? Do you want to share certain, you know, maybe this is the first time you ever thought of it like that, to actually describe your life today. Maybe you're just thinking, well, this is like Groundhog Day. I'm doing the same thing over and over again, right? And you to have these challenging kind of questions and thoughts to put out there, it's really interesting because we can go deep as you want to go. Okay, so let's really fill up the phone lines, really pick up every open phone line for this first set of calls, and I would love to have a discussion with you. Please consider being a first-time caller. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, but if you started with your weekend, we're going to miss out on an hour that we could really use wisely to help others be formed in the faith. So I'm asking you, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and that means that we believe that it is indeed the Holy Spirit. And so if you could say yes, because you have to cooperate, okay? The Holy Spirit's not going to be knocking on your door and saying, come on, pick up that phone. You've got to say yes. So say yes, lean into the Spirit, and describe your life today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And in addition, on the prayer book, I did bring the prayer book out. I spoke about yesterday that we are praying for Canada and all the fires that are happening, and we're now also praying for all the air quality that's spreading through the U.S. and a lot of people are getting sick. So we are praying. We're staying well aware and up to speed on all the news alerts that are coming out. So we do need a lot of prayers for people. They're struggling, especially the seniors, the elderly, because the air quality is horrible in so many places because of the fires. So let's really pray for people. Okay, we got a couple open phone lines. That's it. Come on, you guys. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, right? Let's really make the most of this episode. I'm in a really good mood, so this is a great time for you to call in. 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And I'll be right back. Just a couple open phone lines for the first set of callers to come on air with me to have this great discussion about describing our life today, or our lives. What are they like today? Not yesterday, not what we're hoping for, not what we wish for, not what we daydream about. Where we're at today. How do you feel today? Come on, get honest, get real. Let's go. Okay, so fill up those phone lines, 833-288-EWTN. You can call or text to this number, 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Kayla in just a moment. Kayla, don't go anywhere. And we do have an open phone line if you'd like to pick it up quickly for this first set of calls, 833-288-3986. Daily saints I want to talk about today. Be inspired to follow in the footsteps of the saints. Subscribe to receive The Daily Saint, featuring a brief biography delivered to your inbox each day. Start now and let the intercession and witness of the saints draw you closer to God. It's available at ewtn.com/dailysaint. They're very good. I'm very much enjoying them. I'm learning so much. I love the lives of the saints. Okay, let's get to Kayla. Kayla is in Florida, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Kayla. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, either way, it works for me. Go ahead.
nothing. I just, you know, you have just... I was just saying to the person I spoke to a moment ago, like, I kind of get it. I built up some courage to call in because it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm getting emotional. I don't know why. But the reason I called is because, you know, you said, how's your life today? So just, again, thinking about how maybe other people are having the same thing. Like, my life today is great. Really good. You know, I have a good job and... you know, overall good, but also like very much like daily. Like I'm, it's not good in some ways because I'm very discerning every day because a lot of, I'm like in the secular world and I grew up in a very like good Catholic family. And, with that, like, you know, you're sheltered and in a good way. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, I'm originally from like kind of dairy farm country, New York, and now I'm down in Florida. And, you know, it's very much beach life and superficial stuff. And I have very, very many friends. I, you know, I'm in a big social scene and I'm really lucky to have that support and it's really nice. But, you know, so every day is still a like internal struggle of like trying to not be distracted by all of that, you know, so some days, you know, going to a big party and it's such a great time and you have so many friends and you're popular and all this, but then also you wake up and you're like, man, I missed church again. And, you know, now it's been months since I've gone and every day is like a thought about it, but making it actionably like a priority. And, you know, I listen to EWTN all the time in the morning when I'm getting ready and I talk to friends about faith and everything. And some of them don't want to hear it and some of them do. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, just more and more in a, you know, kind of a good way. And I think just even hearing you this morning on the station saying, hey, you know, maybe, you know, the Holy Spirit's calling out to you and like, it helps somebody else. It's like, I love listening to the station because like it helps me when everybody else is talking. So, yeah, that's it. I just wanted to talk about my day with that. Just my life is good, but definitely discerning each day and like knowing that I need to make other decisions than what I'm actually doing in regular daily life.
Sure. You know, sure. I think we all face that too. You know, that life is about choices, right? What we're going to spend our time doing. Kayla, you're so awesome. I'm glad you're leading this discussion. Let me just ask you this question. I don't want to, you know, trigger you in any way, but I just, you got emotional at the beginning. Were you just a little nervous coming back to the show or was there something that was welling up inside of you? I'm just curious.
No, I, like I said, I was like trying to get the courage to come on because, I don't know, in a way, like, just this felt like to me even doing it, like, a step back in the right direction, you know? Like, instead of, like, just listening to the show and, like, you know, hopping in my car and I'm going to be heading to work in a few minutes here, but, like, actually stopping and making an action to participate in, like, in this kind of conversation. And this is, like, the stuff that I want to get back to. So I'm kind of emotional, like, in a good way about that because it's just, like, God calling out to me again, you know?
I love that. Okay, I put you in the prayer book for continued blessings, and I love that you're leading the you have started the discussion for all of us here because the phone lines are lighting up. So you really prompted others, you motivated others to call in. So I want to thank you so very much. And thanks. I just love how you shared from your heart. I think it's so important. I love how you started out with, you know, your life is great, you have a good job and everything, but then you were talking about what you encounter on a day to day basis, and we all face that. You know, the choices we make are either going to really help us plant the kind of the seeds for all of eternity, or we're kind of just, you know, doing life and kind of somewhat going into that, you know, kind of shallow way of how life can be at times, just with activities and things of that nature. But I tell you what, you know, there's a balance. There's a healthy moderation too, you know, so God wants us to enjoy life, right? He wants us to enjoy because Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. What does that mean? Well, it also means that for us to experience life. So do you think you're experiencing life well?
I could be better.
You could be better.
Being aware being aware in a beautiful way, it's beautiful. It's ignorance is bliss, but being aware is like, you know, I just know there's better than what I have, you know? So that makes me sad that I'm choosing something else.
Well,
and
you know,
I don't want to choose something else.
Right, but as you get stronger spiritually, right, as you keep a healthy, you know, disciplined prayer life, you will build those spiritual muscles to make the like better decisions for yourself. That's just the way it works. That's how the saints did it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so funny, Kayla, funny meaning ironic, that you called in and you were the one kicking off this discussion, because just this morning I had Catholic Radio on, of course, and I was listening, and I caught part, as I was getting ready for the show, I caught part of what the person was saying on air, and I hope I grasped it correctly, but he was talking about something about, you know, when we die, we are separated from our bodies, you know, until we get our glorified bodies. So we're separated. And it's so interesting because he was saying that when we die and we go into the next life, for eternity, if we're holding on to the things that we liked to do on earth, it's very tormenting to the spirit, because you're a soul without a body. So he said, imagine being tormented, you know, mentally, of thinking of something that you missed, and you can't participate because you don't have your body. And it was so interesting. And I believe where he was going with this is, you know, this art of detachment and recognizing that you don't want to be attached to anything of the earthly kind of desires or fun things to do or things of that nature. Because when we die, there's going to be that strange dynamic. It was interesting. I know I'm not doing it justice. I have to go back and listen to that program again. But it was so fascinating because I thought, wow, that's a good way of looking at it. A soul would actually be tormented because they wouldn't be with their body. Any comments on that? I'm just curious of what I just shared.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's interesting. I got to think about it more. But you gave us a lot to really digest and really contemplate today and move in a direction that's going to be really spiritually healthy for us. Kayla, you're awesome. Call us again. And so now you're going to have a beautiful day at work. We're going to be praying for extra blessings for you today. So thank you, Kayla. Okay, so I wanted to share, our producer Michael did answer the question, you know, or finished the sentence, you know, describe your life today, .. And Michael said that it's like a metamorphosis. It's a positive growth spurt he is in. And I think that's a beautiful concept to really think about, a positive growth spurt. And we're called to do that. We're called to challenge ourselves, or God will present circumstances and scenarios to challenge us, right? And so that we can get stronger on this journey. You know, we're pilgrims on a journey headed back to God, right? So it's very interesting. So I love that he's on a positive growth spurt. I think that's really cool. And I put him and his family in the book as well. Okay, Margie is up next in Bismarck, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Margie. Welcome.
Thank you. How am I today? I'm full of gratitude. I truly live my life with an attitude of gratitude. And no matter what I face in a day, even if it's bad, my gratitude for that is I know the difference. And for that, I am grateful.
Mm. Wow.
It's just,
Margie, were you always like this, or did you learn this as you lived longer on this earth?
I've learned it as I live longer on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I have discovered that if I'm angry, I don't have the ability to be happy. Anger is only one letter away from danger. And I will not allow myself to be angry. There's always something to be grateful for. And when I encounter something that I feel might be overwhelming, I just say, Jesus, I surrender this to you. I'm grateful you are in my life. Now, please help me. And it works. Attitude of gratitude.
Well, Margie, I so agree with you 1,000%. And, you know, that is the first time I've ever heard anger is one letter away from danger, right? And Yes. One letter. Is that how you said it? Anger is one letter away from danger. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. That is so powerful. If I may, Margie, I need to use that in life coaching because that is so amazing what you said, because it is that aha moment where you think of all the times that we have held on to anger, right? And what does it do?
Right.
It brings danger to our soul because we could sin. It brings danger to if we have communication with somebody else because we could have an argument, we could sever a relationship. It could bring danger just in our choices going forward, because I know a lot of people, Margie, that when they get angry, their anger makes them go to a bar and drink a lot, and that's dangerous. Wow.
So just trust in Jesus, divine mercy. I surrender to Jesus and I am grateful. So that's how my life is today. I'm a happy, good person.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And you're beautiful inside and out. We can tell, Margie. I put you in the prayer book for continued blessings for you. I love this attitude of gratitude. We've done shows on it. Very popular. Thank you so much for weighing in and giving us your wisdom on this, Margie. You're awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now. Call us again, definitely. Okay, this is incredible. We're having a great discussion. Okay, we do have an open phone line if you have something to say about this. We want you to describe your life today. Not yesterday, not 10 years from now, today. How are you doing? We're kind of taking a pulse. Could you kind of weigh in on this? I can't read your mind. You got to either call in or text in. And you can't get started with your weekend yet because that really bums me out. I like to have a really robust, vibrant show before we go into the weekend. So fill up the rest of those phone lines at 833-288-EWTN or text us 833-288-3986. Describe your life today. I'm going to start with just to say hello and welcome Erin from Central Ohio on the St. Gabriel Radio app. Erin, just to let you know, we have a break coming up in just a couple minutes, but I wanted to get started. So welcome.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. So today, I'm kind of in the season of trust and surrender in my life right now. I'm pregnant, and we have a hopeful farm, I would say. So we have some chickens. And with this weather here, I mean, the visibility is so bad. The smoke is so bad. I can't do anything to help my chickens. Mm-hmm. I can escape in the air conditioner. They can't. And so it's just something to surrender up in trust. And a big prayer intention for all the farmers out there that are in the same situation, because they have to go out in this weather. They have to breathe in this smoke, and so do their animals. And so many people are relying on this agriculture for their livelihood and for their food.
We know, because we've been watching the news reports. It's devastating, and so we're praying absolutely. If there's anything else you think we can do, you know, let me know. Other than prayer, I mean, we believe in the power of prayer, so we definitely will do that. But if there's anything else you think we could do, by all means, share it with us. But Erin, I'll tell you, you know, trust and surrender. You're right. I mean, when things like this, natural disasters happen, and then we suffer the residual effects of it, and this kind of thing with the air quality happening, it's going to affect, you know, people's lives, their livelihood. I mean, it's devastating, and we do, but that should be a call to all of us to really get those prayers even more intense and more focused, right? Because we will get God's attention if we stick together and really have that focused prayer. Erin, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I want to just continue this. You hear that music. Just hang on with us I want to talk about, because you said you're pregnant. I put you in the prayer book for everything going well with the pregnancy. But when we come back, I want you to answer the question now. Please pick up a phone line, 833-288-3986. Describe your life today. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Erin in Ohio, and I just wanted to finish up the discussion. I think it's just great that she reminded us that we do need to really go to deep prayer to help everybody who's going through this right now. That's this, the air quality from the fires in Canada is just horrific, and we're hearing about people really struggling, and we don't want that to happen. We don't want people to struggle. You know, life is hard enough, and when you add these layers that come into our life, and it's like, oh, Lord, you know, what is going on? We have another thing we've got to get through. We do need to really, really come together in prayer. Oh, I'm getting emotional. Erin, anything else you wanted to share with us?
Well, I think just this with the farm and this weather kind of triggered me to realize that there are so many other areas of my life as well where it's just needing to trust and surrender, even with all the random and various symptoms of pregnancy and things going on in our family that I'd rather not share on the air.
Sure.
It's just one more thing as a reminder. Even I went to Mass today, and I thought it was just a daily Mass, but the parking lot was filled because there was a funeral. Just to know that I was there at that right place at the right time to pray for the soul of this person that I don't even know. That God has all things worked out for good. Just need to surrender to that.
Absolutely. Is this your first child, or do you have other children?
This is our first.
Your first. Okay. Well, early congratulations, and we have you in the prayer book, and we ask, you know, your guardian angel, your baby's guardian angel to protect you and your child. And we just hope that it's just a beautiful delivery. Everything goes smoothly. And so we've got you definitely in the prayer book, and definitely praying for all folks that are dealing with everything that's going on. You talk about, you know, natural disasters, and you look at Venezuela. I mean, they're up to, 4,500 is the death toll from the earthquakes. I mean, it's just devastation is all around us, and all these things keep coming at us. And you nailed it at the very beginning. What do we have to do as Christians? We've got to trust God bigger than the storms we are facing, and we've got to surrender and know that it's not in our control, but we can do our part. Through prayer and sacrifice, and we can do our part. So, Erin, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Call us again. God bless you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to Bob, who's a first-time caller in Florida. But before I do, real quickly, I just want to give the number again. We have one. Oh, now, okay. Because Erin just freed a line. We only have two open phone lines. So if you'd like to weigh in on this and describe your life today before we close this broadcast, you got to call in right now. Now, 1-833-288-EWTN, or text us, same number, 833-288-3986. Okay, hello, Bob, a first-time caller from Florida listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bob.
Hi there, yo.
I like your spirit. I already love it, so go ahead. First-time caller.
From the Bronx, yes.
Wow.
God opened the door for me to call now because I'm usually delivering food or things at the time, but there was a chance to get a break, and the Holy Spirit is putting it on my heart what to share. And what I'm going to say is comes from the deepest depths of my heart, because how I am today is what I say every day. I say every day is the greatest day of my life, and I'll explain why. It's because who lives in me? Jesus lives in me. And the quick background is I had 30 plus years of severe depression, which was never diagnosed. Because my generation then, you didn't talk about it. But I kept looking for answers. I knew Jesus was the answer. Raised Catholic, involved with the Charismatic Renewal back in the 1980s. But the depression was overwhelming me. And that back then, nobody understood what it was like. So, long story short, I kept pursuing because I knew God was the answer. Wherever I reached out. And he touched me personally and healed me 30 years ago, but I have to grow into it, whatever the healing is. I guess we have to grow every day. And the specific healing was, Bob, when I see you, I see my son Jesus living in you. I crucified your depression on the cross. I left it there, and I left it there buried. So when I see Jesus in you, that's whom I want you to see more consistently. Debbie, I've been growing in that way ever since.
Wow.
And that is just so deeply rooted. Like I say, the biggest healing that everybody needs is the healing of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy helps, medication helps, but those are limitations. I've been crucified with Christ, yet I no longer live, but who lives in me? It's Christ who lives in me.
Mm.
And it's rooted so deeply, like Jesus said, those rivers of living water will come out. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. And the experience of the depression I had for so long is leading me to a ministry now of victory over depression.
Mm.
It just flows. That's what I can say. That's why every day is great for me, because of who lives in me. I never want to take him for granted. But that's the great joy. Mm. It's deeply rooted to share.
Wow. Amen to you. Amazing. And I don't know, you're a first-time caller, Bob. I hope you definitely call again. But I will tell you, I've mentioned this many times. One of the words that I absolutely love that just hits me deep in my spirit is the word victory. I love the word victory. And you said victory over depression. Boy, you have really shared so much of your journey, and now you're using your journey and the epiphany and revelation that comes from that, that you understand your relationship with Jesus, you know, how deep inside of you Jesus is, and now you're helping others. And boy, oh boy, Bob, I put down on the book with a star next to your name, I pray that God just showers down abundant blessings on however and whomever you can help people in this area of depression, because I think there's a low-grade depression with most of us, just simply because life can be very hard, and attached to our gadgets, we're finding that that's not helping us. It's actually making us worse. And so, Bob, God bless you for going into this work, this ministry work, to help others be freed from depression, because it is a heavy, heavy weight on people. And they don't want to talk about it, because a lot of people don't want to deal with it. They're not being diagnosed. Also, you know, friends and family members tend to move away from depressed people because somehow they think they can catch something. You know, they don't want to hang around negativity or whatever. And so you'll find that people feel very isolated. So, Bob, the work you're doing, God bless you.
Can I add one quick word for encouragement?
Please.
If the message is Christ in you, may people see us, may they only see Jesus in us, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, because we want his life as the Holy Spirit to flow through us. So it's not just victory over depression, like I say. It's really Christ in you is victory over everything combined.
Right.
That's what makes this life so fantastic. What Adam lost, Jesus has restored.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the joy of just experiencing him intimately and being back in the Catholic Church, especially with the greatest gift of the Eucharist and the adoration. But when you're not receiving it or in the adoration, the awareness that he lives in you 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love
my prayer for everyone.
Well, yeah, and I love how you reminded us all, you know, the in scripture, you know, he must increase and we must decrease, right? We know, so it's got to be this we magnify, you know, Christ in the world. We're his hands and feet. So what do? We let that light shine through us. It's not about us. It's about God shining through. And it's such a beautiful thing. And we see that in the saints. You look at St. Carlo Acutis, who shined his light everywhere in his 15 years to the point where people were coming, you know, for miles and miles and miles at his beatification and his canonization. It's unbelievable. You look at St. Teresa of Calcutta. I mean, you know, how she saw Christ in everyone, how they saw Christ in her. Bob, you nailed it. God bless you.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is the rest he calls us to. I have come to give you rest. We're the branches. He's the vine. It's his life producing the fruit through us. Thank you.
Oh, amen to you. I love it. And I love that New York accent. Bob, I'm from Jersey originally. So if I get rolling and I talk too quickly, you'll pick up my Jersey accent too.
can you add my brother Steve to the prayer book, please?
Absolutely.
He was just diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatitis.
Oh no. Okay.
So we're in prayer, turning him to the Lord, and he lives in Upper Manhattan, Yeah, the St. Mother Cabrini
shrine.
Shrine.
Yeah.
So he's going over there within walking distance. So we
good.
Thank you.
Good. Real quickly, Bob. Mother Cabrini is one of our powerhouse saints we pray to before every show. So we feel we have a connection. So we'll be praying for Steve. Bob, call us again. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, we're going to get to Mary, who's also a first-time caller from Manford, Oklahoma, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing great. I'm blessed. Remember I said at the beginning of the show, I'm blessed.
And Bob is right. Christ does live through us, and we show his love in the way that we live. That's just, he's 100% right.
Aww.
I have, hopefully I'll make it quick. You asked about how we are living our life today, mm-hmm. How it has changed. And mine has changed tremendously. I'm 73, and I started out in the Christian life. And later, before I was a teenager, my dad put us back into the Catholic Church. He became Catholic in the Navy during World War II. And I was baptized and went through all of the catechism and everything, confirmation. And then in my 20s, I left, and I was gone for many, many, many years. In 2021, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, breast cancer, in 4 locations in my body. And my dad had a mass said for me. And I felt obligated to go to this mass, even though I had not been back to church in decades. I'm 73, and I left when I was in my 20s. And at that moment, I was physically and emotionally drawn. I have not missed hardly a mass since then. I go 3 days a week, and I feel like I have witnessed miracle in my dad. He had 2 weeks before he turned 100, he had his gallbladder removed. He was in excruciating pain, and he screamed out, "Take this pain, take this pain, take this pain," 3 times in a row. Never said the name God. And he said, "Mary," he said, "the pain was instantly gone." Mm-hmm. And I said, "God heard you." But I didn't say his name. He still heard you. So I'm telling this to my church family, the deacon and our priest. And they're like, "Well, you've had a miracle too. That your dad had a miracle. You've had one." Because 2 years ago this month, my cancer was completely calcified, completely gone, completely dead.
Wow.
And I've been 2 years without cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never realized that that was a miracle, because stage 4 breast cancer in 4 locations, your bones, your lungs, your glands, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to all be calcified, and, you know, the odds of that happening are pretty rare in stage 4 breast cancer. She did not. My doctor's attitude was 100%. She said, "But your faith that this is not what God had in store for you," because I knew from day one, this is not what he has in store for me. This is not how I'm going to end. And she attributes that to my healing.
Mm-hmm.
The church attributes my faith that this is not what he had in mind for me.
Right.
As my miracle. I never realized it was a miracle until my deacon and my priest pointed it out. Your father had a miracle. He is pain-free, 100% pain-free today. And I am cancer-free for 2 years, and I plan to be completely cancer-free until I'm gone. When I turn 100, my dad's 100 years old,
wow.
Almost 101. I plan on meeting that 100-year goal, too. So
right.
That's where I am, back
wow.
at the church, back knowing that he is my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So
amen.
That's our miracle.
Absolutely. Well, you're two miracles. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's so interesting, again, how the Holy Spirit works. Our show on Monday for Take Two is Tell Us Your Miracle Story. Isn't that interesting? And you're sharing the miracle story ahead of time. I love how God works. I absolutely just, he's so amazing.
He works 100% in my life. He has blessed me. He's blessed my dad. My dad is blessed 100%. He gets around. He does water aerobics. He still cooks for himself. He still lives by himself. And so I am blessed that he is able and not depressed, because he was like, I'm not living with you. I'm not living with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's being kept going.
Can you give us his first name, Mary?
Yes, his first name is Preston.
Preston. Okay. I want to put you all in the book. I put you in the book for continued great health. I put you in the book, Mary. So our prayer family is amazing. I mean, they're incredible.
Is.
So so we're so grateful to you that you shared your story. We're so happy for you that you are cancer free, because you're a thriver. I love that. You have your strong faith. And I love how you started where you said your dad had a mass said for you. You went to that mass. You know, just recently I read again that when we have masses said for the living and the deceased, it's important that we attend those masses if we can, if they're at our parish or a neighboring parish. And you know, Mary, you were at that mass. And so that started that movement, your spiritual journey back into Holy Mother Church.
I was in absolute tears during that mass. And many, many times the homily touches me. I tell Father Leo, what you have said today was being said to my, and so it was meant for me.
That's right.
And a lot of his homilies are in it, and he'll look at me, and I'll be over there just blubbering, and because it is touching me in such a way. I have become so active in the church. I'm part of the choir, and I go, like I said, I go 3 times a week. I help as much as I can with anything and everything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So because I feel that is my giving back to what he has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing me back into his fold.
Yeah.
And letting me know that he still loves me.
Of course,
he loves.
Yes. And you were the recipient of miracles. That's amazing. I mean, Mary, you are so blessed. I love your story. Yeah. And I love your strength and your passion and your spirit. It comes right through the airwaves. So God bless you, Mary. Please, please, please call us again. Don't be a one-time caller. We want you to be a regular check-in and call in and say hello to us. So God bless you, and tell, you know, you got a great dad, Preston. Man, that is very strong, wonderful dad. So you are, you know, just abundantly blessed, and we love that. Okay, Mary, great call. We're getting messages coming in from other folks that have gone through cancer saying, way to go, Mary. So, you know, I love how the Take Two family shows up in great support, Mary. Okay, we are going to get to Bob and Natalie to finish this episode, but I wanted to share Conversations with Consequences Saturday morning, 7 Eastern Time, and Saturday afternoon, 5 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Conversations with Consequences is the weekly radio show of the Catholic Association, if I could talk today on this Friday, featuring conversations about the topics that matter to an educated and well-formed Catholic audience. Okay, Natalie, hang on. Bob got in right before you. Bob in Dallas, Texas, wants to share describing his life today, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You go right ahead, sir.
Thank you. I moved to Dallas, Texas from Canton, Ohio in 1981.
Wow.
Someone else that you have known moved from Canton, Ohio to Birmingham in 1981.
Mother Angelica.
Mother Angelica.
Yeah. Right.
And so I've been following EWTN ever since. And I was born a Catholic raised a Catholic by wonderful parents, and I had three brothers and a sister, and an amazing life. And I go to Mass 2 to 3 times a week, always, in, of course, on Sunday. And one day, I had never, ever felt closer to our Lord. One day, I'm driving home from Mass. I'm on a boulevard. Mm-hmm. And there was a SUV, a white SUV on the other side, and a guy sitting in it with his arm out on the ledge. And for some reason, and obviously we all know what happened, I was forced physically, mentally, over to the side of the road. Mm. And I lowered my window, holding up some traffic behind me, and I waved to this guy. I have never, ever done that in my life, but I was out of control. And he waved back. He got out and came across the boulevard, got in my car, and he says, "You speak Spanish?" I shook my head, "No." I said, "You speak English?" He said, shook his head, "No." I said, pointed at his SUV, and I said, "What is the problem?" And he mentioned a car parts company. Mm-hmm. And I said immediately, I put it in my phone and got direction to the first one.
Wow.
And we got out. He spoke Spanish to the guy, and the guy shook his head no. And so we got back in the car. And I went to another one of the same title, and they said no. Mm. And so I asked him, "What kind of car, what year?" And he understood enough to tell me a Ford 1999. Well, obviously, a parts store is not going to have parts for his car,
right?
His truck, his SUV. So I went to a Ford dealer, and the Ford dealer did not have the parts at the Ford dealership. It was their parts and service store was farther west. Mm-hmm. I am now about 40 minutes from his car. And we found the parts. Mm. And I told him, "Bring the parts out. I will pay for them." Mm. We got back in the car, and I was just praying and praying that we got back in time before they towed him away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you got to go quickly, Bob. I'm going to run out of show. The show's going to run out. Go. Can you get to the? We're sitting on the edge of our seats. Go ahead.
Never mind.
Bob, we're going to miss. I want it. Oh, that's. I'm so unfortunate. I'm so sorry. I wish I could stop time, guys. I want to hear the end of the story. I really do. But we're at the very end of the show, and I have to close the show. So I wanted Bob to share with us the end of the story. It sounds like he had a guardian angel encounter and real kind of a miraculous thing that really turned out to be blessed in so many ways. Bob, again, please forgive me. I wish I had more time. Natalie, it's saying here real quickly, I want to say hi to you real quick, Natalie, because I promised to say hi. Natalie, you're trying to surrender, is that it?
Yes, it's a daily battle. I want to thank Bob, the earlier one, for calling in, and this Bob right now that just called in. God bless the whole world. I just prayed the Holy Spirit prayer for the whole world with my coworkers. I'm just trying to share God's light, God's love. And I want to get in your prayer book, please, myself and my children and their fathers.
Okay.
I went through a really bad divorce, and I wish their dad would come back to the faith.
Okay, we'll put that in the prayer book, and everyone else as well, Mary, and everybody that texted in wanting to get in the prayer book. I didn't even get to all the text messages. Guys, I'm so sorry. Please, you can pray next time that we could stop time, but this show goes so quickly, and I've got to work within the parameters that I have been given. So thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich. Thank you to the affiliates. On Monday, we're talking miracle stories. Don't forget to tune into the Spirit World on Saturday for the Mailbag Edition. Until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.